Coming up to 6:15 on your Wednesday morning. Yeah, it be early. As we say, good morning, Matt Dyson, Emma Jones and Glenn Moore.
Morning.
I thought I'd start the show this morning, if I may, with an incredible movie fact. Ego's Gone Crazy. Would everyone like to hear an amazing Ego's Gone Crazy movie fact? So I've had a guest appearance on a podcast called Clash of the Titles. They're on Instagram, so you can search them out.
Alex Zane's podcast.
Yeah, and all the links will be in their bio. Chris and Vicky are also on it. So there's the three of them. They're all movie experts. They do deep, deep dives. And every so often, they invite someone else along. And Alex and I have been to the pub as soon as we were allowed back in. He was the person that I saw, and he invited me on, so I was like, great. He said, which two movies shall we have clash? So I said Tango and Cash, straight off the bat. Then he, and he won't mind me saying this, he then chose Red Heat, which is a movie I'd never seen before, starring James Belushi. Some of his rhetoric has not aged well, let's put it that way, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tango and Cash, of course, star Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell's hair.
Yeah, of course.
So Tango and Cash was, because they did a real deep dive on it, as I say, on Clash of the Titans. And it was dogged by kind of directors quitting and leaving. Sylvester Stallone's ego, it went way over budget. And one of the reasons for that is that Sylvester Stallone has become really good friends of his body double. And because it's an action movie, the very nature of it meant that his body double was used quite a lot. And Sylvester Stallone got annoyed by this, that he wasn't able to hang out with his body double. So they hired a body double for his body double.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
No word of a lie. Sylvester Stallone's body double got a body double on the set of Tango and Cash. That's one way in which a movie can spiral out of control budget-wise.
Do you call that a body triple, do you
think? Is it a body triple? Yes, that's a good point, Emma. Anyway, you can listen to us discuss Red Heat versus Tango and Cash. Clash of the Titles is a podcast. Go search it out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes Trade Pro.
Whether it's the wall or the floor, finish the job right with our great range of tiles. Plus, save 10% as a Trade Pro member.
Always cheaper with Wickes Trade Pro.
6:24 on your Wednesday morning. Time has promised to give away that mug, where once again we turn our attentions to yesterday's show. A very specific moment from the show will be replayed, and then I'm going to attach a question to the end of that clip from yesterday's show. If you can answer it at 8:12:15, you win the mug. And yesterday, as Boris Johnson told us about the next phase of easing come Monday, one of the things that leapt out at me was the fact we're going to be able to hug our loved ones. Love a good hug.
Yes.
And so the topic du jour yesterday was, have you hugged a celebrity? And this is what Glenn Moore had to say.
The first two celebs I ever met, Jane McDonald and Peter Andre. And as a result, it led me into a false sense of security that I was able to hug any celebrity. And so my third celebrity, Alex Reid, Chantel's ex-fiancé, I was categorically told I cannot hug him.
Wow. They knew about your track record.
And you were like, but I want to! And yet, Glenn, you didn't get that job at Heat magazine. Shocking. So, Jane McDonald was the first celebrity that Glenn hugged. But what was the name of her debut album released in 1998? What was the name of Jane McDonald's debut album released in 1998? Your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
So in order to win yourself a Dave Berry Breakfast Show mug, you need to tell me the name of Jane McDonald's debut album released in 1998. This is coming from Alex in Portsmouth. Good morning, Alex. He says, I'm not sure about her debut, Dave, but I believe her follow-up was called Return of the Mac. That's very nice. Very nice indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast.
It's a mug's game. It's your chance to play a game and win a mug. And joining us right now on line one is Dom. Good morning, Dom.
Morning, Dave. You all right?
Very good, man. Great having you on the show. So this whole thing has come about, your appearance on the show, because many moons ago, our very own Glenn Moore hugged Jane McDonald, and it was our text topic yesterday. Let me ask you, Dom, before we get underway, have you ever hugged a celebrity? And if so, who?
Valentino Rossi when I was in Thailand.
Ooh. Ding! Ooh. Came in the podcast early.
Wow.
So how did this come about then, Dom?
Well, we went out there to watch MotoGP, and I managed to get a pit and paddock pass, and just like wandering around the paddock, and I thought, oh, there's my hero. So went over and said, can I have a picture with you? Yeah, quick cuddle, and There we go.
Quick cuddling. There we go. Classic Rossi. Yeah. Classic Rossi. Dom, listen, let's get down to business, shall we? So I'm told by the Hypebeast Womble producer, Mark, you're a huge Jay McDonald fan. Is that right?
Massive.
And who isn't? So tell us, what is the name of Jay McDonald's debut album released in 1998?
It's Jay McDonald.
It is Jay McDonald. Well done. I feel like I'm on the Mars Singer. It's Jay McDonald. Well done to you, Dom. We're going to send you a mug. Great having you on.
Brilliant, thank you.
Take care, my friend. So there we go. Valentino Rossi gets a mention. It's Jane McDonald. It's all happening on a Mugs game, and we'll be playing again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix Trade Pro.
Pick up a 2.4-metre long Wix premium timber deck board for only £9 as a Trade Pro member.
Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is your Wednesday, and it is time for Matt Dyson's Social Ammunition. Now, Matt, I really enjoy the Social Ammunition you bring us every morning. I didn't realise that there was a bigger picture, which was effectively you were writing the script for the entirety of the Brits 2021. Right, because as far as I was concerned, it was just all of your things from Social Ammunition put together in a row.
There were a lot of the stars from the Social Ammo desk of the past 12
months. My goodness, Matt Dyson.
Sea shanties even got a look in, apparently.
There were sea shanties.
I sort of regret playing sea shanties now.
You've got blood on your hands.
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of history, I admit it. Yeah. Sometimes in this job, I make mistakes. And the sea shanties was one.
I think you had your finger on the pulse. You know, this
was Beveragino in it. Because I missed the team. I can't believe they didn't do Beveragino. That's a shocker. But those smartly dressed guys from Birmingham, they were on it.
They were on there with the skinny jeans.
But the star was of course, Jackie Weaver. Well, she was the big name who took centre stage, the legend from the Handforth Parish Council Zoom meetings.
Preach.
This was the big opener with Jack Whitehall and Martin Compston and Vicky McClure from Line of Duty, and this is what happened with Weaver. Amazing.
It's time to roll out the big guns.
Mother of God. You're bringing out the gaffer.
Right. Shall we bring the Brit Awards to order?
Who the hell are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
She's Jackie Weaver.
AKA the Cleaver.
Now listen up, you little twerp. If you don't get on with this, then I'll kick you off.
Jackie Weaver, you have no authority here. Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them. Jackie, don't you dare.
She's kicked them off.
I think she has, mate.
Hello? Oh, my God. She's kicked me out.
I think we've had quite enough of him. Shall we get on with this?
You're the boss.
To open the Brit Awards 2021, please enjoy four lovely lads who have a band called Foreplay.
I think it's Coldplay.
Do you want kicking off as well?
There, Jackie Weaver.
Jackie Weaver.
Doing jokes.
Classic Jackie.
It's cousin Jackie. Jackie Weaver's jumped the shark. I can't believe it, eh? She's now mainstream, isn't she? Introducing Coldplay. What I liked about that was Vicky McClure and Martin Compston. He's not Scottish in Line of Duty. He basically refused to play his character for that little video intro. And he's like, I'm Scottish, I'm just being Scottish. Well, he didn't get into character for it because normally he has the English accent.
Of course.
The investigation. And the thing about Line of Duty is everyone thought he was English for a long time and were amazed to find out that he was Scottish. But I love his disdain. He goes, I'm not going to play the character. I'll do it, but I'm not being the character.
Hashtag keep the arts alive.
It takes me a long time to get into character for that role. It's very important. So other things that happened last night. Lewis Capaldi was muted because he started swearing. So that's all very rock and roll, wasn't it? He went off script. One of Biffy Clyro turned up in some silk pyjamas. So two of them were in the suits. One of them was in silk pyjamas and a dressing gown. Simon, the front man, looks very good, to be honest.
Well, he always looks good. And he refused to get into character as an English person, didn't he? And he carried on speaking in a Scottish accent.
Everyone did the opposite.
Yeah.
And then producer Will, the king of banter, he sent me a story. It got deleted from Bonnie Tyler's Twitter feed, unfortunately. But
he's so hawk-eyed about Bonnie Tyler's Twitter feed, his producer Will. Never going to miss anything. Screen grab!
lab.
It had been deleted. I said, what was the story about? And he says, he sounds like it was quite interesting. It was Bonnie Tyler tried on some shoes and then to show her husband, right? Is that right, Will? And then she took them off again, tried on a different pair of shoes and then wore the wrong shoes to the award. Sounds fascinating, doesn't it? I can't believe she deleted it. Wow. So, yeah, that's what happened at the Brit Awards. You might not be talking about this later. Perhaps later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, the self-titled Archbishop of Banterbury, something he calls himself, he's made Matt Dyson call him, but producer Mark and I are yet to get involved in all of that, feels that Matt Dyson ruined what was a fantastic Bonnie Tyler anecdote during the social ammunition.
I was cutting it down to make it, you know, short, but basically, I'll read you verbatim what he said to me in this DM that he sent me last night. She wore different shoes on her feet to show her husband the difference and get his thoughts, then forgot to change them. So I think she went out with two different shoes on. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. I think it's a great story. It was just told really badly. Yeah, well, I am siding with the Archbishop of Banbury on this one.
Yeah, what we look forward to telling our grandkids, I think, in the future as well.
Oh, the great...
A real where were you?
The great Bonnie Tyler shoe mishap of 21.
But she deleted that tweet, did she?
Well,
hoping that people would notice.
So it appears, yeah.
OK, well, there we go. That's the Bonnie Tyler anecdote from the Brits. There we go. Coming up next, brace yourselves... I want to talk about this.
Oh. The Crazy Frog is back in town and on the run. Get the Crazy Frog on your mobile and join the Jamster Clubs for more fun by texting C4 for the animated screensavers, C5 for the real music sounds, or C6 for the video ringtones to 88888 now.
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong clip. I don't know where that's come from. Yes, I want to talk about Jamster. I want to talk about novelty ringtones. 8:12:15.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix Trade Pro. It's just coming up to 7 o'clock, and Wix stores across the country are about to open with all the essentials you need to get today's job done. Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro.
It's 11 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And speaking of which, well, because of my working life in a studio environment and the fact that I'm a parent, I very rarely have my phone on loud. It's just something I've slipped into. I very rarely turn that little nodule at the side onto non-orange.
It's been on silent for many years for me and just stays on silent.
Yeah. And so therefore, when I do have it on loud and it rings, it causes quite the stir. And just this week, my phone started ringing and my wife looked up at me and she was kind of slightly confused at first because this is my ringtone. It's Booker T and the MG's Green Onions.
Of course.
It's the song that Sting, who's the Ace Face in Quadrophenia, dances to in Brighton. Yes. So ever since I was a young man, this has been my ringtone of choice.
It's a ringtone that says, I'm just a cool guy. I'm a cool laid-back guy.
I sense the mockery. Is he being genuine, Dave? Anyway, Sarah Jane said, you are the only person I know who's still got an actual ringtone.
She's got a point.
Don't you guys all join in? So, that's what I want to talk about. This can't be true. Sarah Jane can't be right again, can she? 8:12:15. Do you still have... I don't like to use the word novelty when talking about Booker and the lads, but do you have a novelty ringtone? 8:12:15 is the number. And if you don't have one now, then I want to know, what did you used to have?
Yes.
Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, you're not the only person I know that still has a ringtone. There is one other person I know that still has a ringtone.
Probably another cool friend of yours?
My mother-in-law. Christine, every time I'm around the house, the ringtone blasts out and it's Adele. Every 10 minutes you hear this.
Which song? No! What sad song to have as a ringtone?
She goes through a breakup every day.
It really grinds you down after a while. You're like, oh, please. But she's kept it for about 6 or 7 years, you know, a long time.
Sorry, man, let me just get this. Hello.
She begrudgingly refuses to turn it off and never has it on silent. Wow.
So she'll just have that on while
constantly
you're chatting away. She's playing with the grandkids.
Yeah, constantly going off. Oh, that was it. Yeah, right, great. Wow. Unbelievable. But I think the last one I had as an actual alert was a text alert. I think this was the point I thought I need to stop.
Yeah.
And it was...
It does spiral.
I remember loving it in 24, the Keith Sutherland show. It was the CTU ringtone.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. There were so many of those.
I had it as my text alert.
That's so annoying.
It was awful.
So many of those at the time.
That killed ringtones for me. That was the end.
Okay, Emma, let me move on to you. I could tell by your reaction you're with Sarah Jane on this one. Did you ever have a novelty ringtone? Come on.
Yeah, I did. Now I'm just ring ring classic, but like you, I'm always on...
It's your voice saying the words. ring ring.
Any decent person, I'm always on silent, obviously.
Yeah.
But the first one I had on my Nokia 3210 was Bombfunk MC's Freestyler. And then I had the Big Brother theme tune, because that was massive at the time.
Wow. Hang on, so producer Mark has just put this on to here for me. This was your ringtone.
Hello. I still think that's quite cool.
I can't talk right now, Big Brother's on. What about you, Glenn?
So I've transferred this one onto every phone I've had for the past decade, just as a little, you know, just for a bit of nostalgia, but at the same time, my phone has been on silent for more than a decade. So it's Big Sur by The Thrills, which I don't think anyone's thought about for about 15 years. But I have to have it on silent because it reminds me of being a student, and every time I'd get a phone call, it meant I was in trouble at the restaurant that I worked at. So hearing that song now just sends my heart into palpitations, and I get a panic attack because I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, Andy's cross with me about the plates again.
So there we go, Big Sur, Bombfunk MCs, the CTU ring, Green Onions, Someone Like You, just the novelty ringtones in our world. What about you guys? 8:12. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio. Just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, we're talking novelty ringtones. Of course we are. A big shout out to my fellow Green Onioners, Charlie, Paula and Josie.
There are a few out there.
Thanks for getting in touch,
You're
guys.
You're not alone, Dave.
Listen to this, which has come in from Nathan. He calls it nightmare fuel, which is a term I'm going to start using, Nate, just to let you know. Dave, yes, Cherry Bomb by the Runaways. Many years ago, I was in church with my grandparents and I'd forgotten to put my phone on airplane mode. And so somebody called me. And this happened.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mummy. I'm your cherry bomb. It started going off. It all happened in slow motion. I fumbled into my pocket. I dropped the phone.
Oh, no.
Priest looks up. I'm going, no one's my cherry ball. I drop the phone again.
Oh,
hello.
Answer it.
As I say, Nathan calls it nightmare fuel. It comes back to him still to this day. Dave says, Danielle, I recorded my second born child laughing and used it as my ringtone. All was well until I found myself alone in the house. My phone would ring and it would fill with child's laughter. Haunted. Creepy doesn't even cover it, says Danielle. It is novelty ringtones. You remember novelty ringtones.
The Crazy Frog is back in town and on the run. Get the Crazy Frog on your mobile and join the Jamster Clubs for more fun by texting C4 for the animated screensavers, C5 for the real music sounds, or C6 for the video ringtones to 88888 now.
8 to 12, 15, keep them coming. The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show with Wix. Get the grey marble effect slate porcelain Everest wall and floor tile for just £11 a square metre.
Let's do it right.
£5,000. Absolute Radio. 7:35, the perfect time for a round of £5,000. Joining us this morning is John. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, man. Listen, before we get down to £5,000, I must ask you, because it is the big talking point today, are you in possession of or have you ever had a novelty ringtone?
I did used to have Keen. Is it any wonder? I'm not sure that's still
Wow.
So when it used to start, it used to go full loud, and yeah, at least it used to make you jump.
Well, the miracle that is producer Mark has just managed to drop it onto the screen for me. So let's all enjoy John's ringtone, shall we?
Because it's not on the playlist.
This is the only Keen song that's not on the playlist. Is it any wonder?
It is quite like an alarm, isn't it?
Yeah. It's intense. Would you have answered it by that point, John?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back to five words, five grand, shall we? Cool. How have you done in the past? Have you ever matched 5 out of 5?
I don't think so. Normally just do it as I'm driving to work. Seem to do all right, but you never know, do you? All on a day.
Okay, so you're a kind of casual observer of all things five words, five grand. It's nice to know. Is there a member of the team you'd most like to be matched with?
I seem to do well with Emma, but then I feel I probably do a bit with each one, really. So,
okay, so you prefer Emma,
all of them. Yeah.
But you're happy with whoever you get. Okay, let's spin the round of player generator and see what's going down.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore. Glenn Moore
is in play. Happy with that, John?
Yeah, fine. Let me give it a go. I'm sure I do good.
Good luck.
Cheers, thank you.
Okay. Glenn can't hear anything you're about to say, John, because I'm going to ask you to give me five words, the first words that come to your mind. We're then going to give Glenn Moore the same five words, and if all five match, you're going to win £5,000. Good luck.
Cheers.
Your first word this morning is front.
Back.
Nice.
Planet.
System.
Ooh.
Dairy.
Farm.
Nice. Welcome.
Home.
Good.
And finally, count.
Mm.
Count. Duckula.
Yes!
Oh, my day!
Well done, John. I was not expecting that. That is amazing.
Yes! Oh, John, it's great.
Not actual Dracula, no, Duckula, the duck cartoon spin-off.
I'm going to get to record that for the smart speaker game. I cannot wait. John, thank you very much indeed for your five words. Glenn Moore is back in play. It's coming next.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The fashionable, contemporary and extremely hard-wearing Araton grey laminate flooring is only £11 a square metre.
Let's do it right.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So Glenn is back in play. He can hear everything. John is waiting patiently on the line. Good luck to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Here we go. Now, Glenn, as you know, we've had some kind of relatively easy first words this week so far, and we've had some rather off-piste answers from our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say to you, front...
back.
Yes, that's right.
Good.
John,
okay.
John knew what he was doing.
Normal services resumed.
Yes. Here we go. Good. Good. Good.
Planet.
Planet Earth.
Mm.
No.
Planet System.
Planet Hollywood. Oh right. Planet System. Sorry.
Yeah. I would have gone.
Sorry,
with
John.
No, that's fine.
Oh, you've not won the money, but this means that the pressure can finally come off of me, and I can say, "Oh my God, we've got one of the best answers in 5 words, 5 grand history." I can't wait to get to it. Here we go. Play cool. Dairy.
Dairy milk.
Dairy farm. Welcome,
Matt.
Home.
Oh,
and finally, count.
Hmm. Count Dracula.
Oh, so close.
Well, that's the obvious.
What?
That's the obvious
Countdown?
One.
Count.
No, that was the other obvious one.
Duckula is what we got.
Duckula.
That's amazing. Oh, I wish I'd said that.
That's
so much better.
I almost want to give you the money for that answer alone, John.
I think we need to have a spot.
I love that'd be your first thought when it comes to vampires.
And also...
comes to mind.
Is that, yeah, John, it's brilliant. I'm seriously on board with this. And also, and what I love is just how perfectly it ties the show together thus far. Because what an amazing novelty ringtone the theme tune to Count Duckula would make. In the heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah, there's not a vampire in any other. Hello? John, listen, thanks for the trip down memory lane. Thanks for being brilliant. Sorry you didn't win the money this time round, but we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, guys. No worries, thank you.
Cheers, John. Bye now. This, of course, means we're going to be playing again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to have a go, it is 0330 123 1215. If you have an Amazon smart speaker, you want to get some practice in before appearing on the show, then just ask it to open 5 words game.
5 words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
7:54 on your Wednesday morning, and that, of course, means it is the day of the week where I ask you to hand in the cool badge. And this week we have a special category for the cool badges. It is, you've guessed it, the novelty ringtone. 8, 12, 15, like myself, here's my badge. Do you still have one? Or did you have one in the past? And when has it maybe ruined your life? When has it been nightmare fuel? 8, 12, 15, we're getting into it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Dulux Easy Care Coloured Emulsion is now only £18, was £22. Shop online and in store.
Let's do it right.
8:10 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it's Cool Badge Day and we're doing a ringtone special. So many of you have been getting in touch. Thank you for doing so. And this one says, Dave, nothing but novelty. Ring equals Street Fighter. Text equals Ecto-1 Siren. Ex-wife equals... Give me the badge. Joining us right now on line one, we have Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Dave.
Great having you on the show. So, Amber, you are a police officer.
I am.
Excellent. And a few years ago, you realised it was about time that you changed your novelty ringtone because you were doing a recorded interview with a felon when all of a sudden you could hear a distant cry over and over again from the depths of your handbag. And that cry was this.
Are you gone?
Oh, no. Sloth from the Goonies.
Sloth from the Goonies is in the interview room.
Oh, no. No.
What do you do, officer? Do you just have to try and blag it and think, where on earth is Sloth from the Goonies coming from? Or did you fumble around in your handbags trying to move the handcuffs out of the way, yeah, trying to get in there to turn it off? What happened?
Well, I was in there with my colleague Neil and obviously the person we were interviewing and his solicitor. And I thought, okay, right, just ignore it. And we were in quite an intense part of the interview. And I did sort of like think, oh, well, I might just put my phone on silent. But I just thought, just ignore it, it doesn't matter.
Okay, Amber. I mean, we've got a bit of a dodgy line here, unfortunately, but it was what I picked out from that, I hope everyone else did as well, was an intense part of the interview.
Yeah. So they cut through the tension.
We got try and ignore it before you went muffled again. And I know that, of course, after that, you changed it immediately. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because I was talking to Amber off air, I'm privy to what you changed it to. And it is now this. Yes, the Roy Walker cat. That was the sound. Officer, lovely having you on the show. Thank you very much, Steve, for sharing your story. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. You're handing in those cool badges and you're doing it novelty ringtone styling.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So having a novelty ringtone can sometimes force you to hand in the cool badge. And I don't think anyone's put it better as this anonymous texter who says, Dave, as a 12-year-old lad, I was sat in the barber's waiting my turn. My mum had given me her phone so I could ring the house line and get a lift when I'd finished. While sat there in a room full of old men in silence, suddenly my mum's phone rang.
Man, I feel...
Oh, my goodness. He says it's still the most embarrassing moment in my life to date. Take the cool badge.
Man.
Very snazzy ringtone, me lad. Right, Dave, I have the Super Mario Brothers theme tune. It has been my ringtone for 15 years since I got my Nokia 3310. Oh, yeah. I'm 32 years old, and 2 years ago, it went off at a funeral. Oh, 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 dear. Oh, oh dear.
It sort of works.
Would you like these to write these down as part of your final wishes? Okay, mate, we'll make a note of that. I'll send it to Katie. Oh, dear. Okay, oh, so we've got this one as well. This person by the name of Karen is at the doctor's and they're in the middle of a very important appointment when all of a sudden Karen's phone goes off.
Classic.
So many effects.
Absolute classic. Lots of people, according to the text messages. Oh, dear. So, Dave, a long time ago, I had the Mega Drive Sonic the Hedgehog Extra Life Noise as my message tone. I was at the shops one day queuing up, and the guy behind me heard it go off. Said, bruv, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Please take my number and send it to me. I am taking both your cool badges. Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, 8 playlists on Absolute Radio. That's Radiohead and Creep. 8 playlists for now. What? Soon there'll be even more people enjoying Tales of Matt Dyson's Chest.
Yes.
Yeah. But you can't wait, can you?
Yeah, great.
It is on everybody's lips, your chest,
yes,
Matt.
Yes, my antique chest from the set of a film studios, yeah.
Well, we have correspondence. Mm. I bring news. Are you ready?
Yes.
This has come in anonymously and it explains as to why.
Okay.
But it says, Dear Dave, I am an anonymous employee at Shepperton Studios, which is where your chest first came to our attention.
Clear out of the props cupboard.
And I come armed with updates regarding Matt's chest. And if you're wondering, I have both touched and sat on it multiple times.
lucky person.
You may ask, why anonymous? Well, the film and television industry is notorious for having us lowly staff sign something called an NDA, which stands for Non-Disclosure Agreement. For the uninitiated, essentially, I shouldn't be telling you anything I'm about to tell you.
Wow.
Matt Dyson's chest was originally bought from an antique shop in Tring, Hertfordshire.
Oh.
The chest arrived to us already emblazoned with M. Dyson.
Right.
They didn't add that at Shepperton.
So it wasn't in the film Yanks?
I think we're going to get to that.
Well.
Plot spoiler.
Okay, great.
All of the items, the random bizarre items, to be frank, that were found in the chest were there when we bought it. None of them were added afterwards. So despite your listeners' incredible detective skills, it was not used in the 1979 movie Yanks.
Ah, damn.
Matt, you are not Richard Gere's namesake.
That was one of our main leads. Yeah, Matt Dyson in Yanks.
As soon as you were allowed to, you were going to start dining out on that. Yeah. Only we've got this news next week.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. And now for some really interesting stuff, says Anon. Matt's chest was used for a very large very popular Netflix production.
Really?
Which is coming back for a hotly anticipated new season, but I can't say any more than that.
Wow.
However, the bad news is, I have it on good authority that Matt's chest appearance in the Netflix show is on the cutting room floor. I'm sorry to say that Matt Dyson's chest did not make the final cut.
Oh, below deck.
Oh, Emma Jones and I would have loved that.
Yes.
To watch those poor people put out one of those giant inflatables for 5 hours, only to have Matt's chest slide down it and sluice off into the ocean.
Oh, no.
So there you have
it. It's not been in anything. It's not been on TV or screen.
Well, there you go, because I received this correspondence from Anonymous, and thank you, Anonymous, last night. And I thought I would share this with everybody because, you know, as I say, it's on everybody's lips. People want to know this. It was that close to being in one of the biggest Netflix shows of the year. Not Below Deck, another one. A drama, a very popular drama, is all I can say. But I think that it's, well, it's got to get on TV, hasn't it?
Well,
Matt's chest belongs on television.
Yeah. Right, yeah, does it? Yeah.
We need to fulfil your chest's destiny.
Okay.
I need to see it on... Hashtag chestiny. Yeah. Help us create the end, the final for Matt's chest, where it belongs to be. It belongs to be on TV or in film.
Yeah.
8, 12, 15.
How can we make this happen?
It's his chestiny.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest hashtag in the history of the show. So, do you work in television or film? They have wrapped on the new Netflix series.
It's all
series.
Done. So there's no chance
so we
of
can't
getting
get in. Back in. Okay. But if you are a director, a first AD, a props person, whatever it may be, if you're in the industry and you think you can get Matt's chest onto your production, be it live or pre-recorded, then get in touch. That number again, 8 12 15. If you wish to go slightly under the radar, that's fine. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. It's his chestiny! Chestiny! Chestiny!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
On the way, just after nine, of course, as always, the no repeat guarantee. All of that real music mattering and no repeats right through till 5 p.m. What more could you want? Well, how about news of even more music that matters? Another station. It cometh this way. I know we've been playing some bits out, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it ourselves. News on that coming up just after nine. And talking of new things, well, I'm so pleased to say there is another series of My Dad Pod. The first episode is available tomorrow, and I'm still harvesting invaluable dadvice from some very famous parents. There's a whole load of previous guests for you to enjoy wherever you get your podcast from. Coming up in this next run, a TV foodie, a Knight of the Realm, an Olympic gold medalist, a comedian, and a person who has put their index finger into the mouth of a piranha fish.
What? Wow.
And if that's not an analogy for parenting, I don't know what is.
I also love the theme tune. It's nice to hear the theme tune again. Oh, I like
thanks,
the
mate.
Pod theme tune.
Thank
it's
you
nice.
Very much indeed.
Takes
yes,
back
as
to
I
the
say,
first series.
The first episode of the brand new run is available tomorrow from wherever you get your podcast from. Please do, if you don't mind, subscribe, rate, and review.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, with eight different playlists.
Playlists.
No way. Hey, I do my own echo, thank you. You don't get involved. But next week, that changes as we welcome to the family Absolute Radio Country. You can listen on your digital radio, in the free Absolute Radio mobile app, or of course you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. And this is what we have in store for you. As I say, same set of talky bits, don't. But flanked on either side by the musical stylings of legends like Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, yes, Kenny Rogers, John Denver, along with what can only be described as the new sound of country from Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, and loads more. Absolute Radio Country launches on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Stop it!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And like that, in a blink of an eye, we have reached the end of another edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, and thank you for getting in touch, particularly the millions of you who shared your stories of a novelty ringtone.
Never seen this level of interaction. It's really, really hit a nerve. There's a lot of you that still have your sound on.
We always want you to download the podcast. I always want you to subscribe to it, rate it and review it. It kind of helps the figures. It's something that we get told to say.
Yeah.
But honestly, for your own good, download today's podcast, because you will hear the story of the boy at the barber's. Oh, and that's all I'm going to say.
Share it on your socials. Come on, spread the word.
The story of the boy at the barber's will live long in the memory. And I think, Matt, that's what we have to call the podcast, yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's it. Just that.
The Boy at the Barber's is the podcast that you're looking for. And know this, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained, keep those novelty ringtones ringing aloud. Arrivederci.
He came, he saw, he tried to conquer, but alas, we've told him to come back tomorrow and try again. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.